who else got ass like this? Who else make it clap like this? Yeah, I know you like that booty, booty, booty. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy B on B Radio. Okay? It's been a minute. It's been a cute little second. But look, I got some things I'm going on with, like, my job. I know y'all be tired of hearing me say that. Every time I get on here, the girls is giving an explanation as to why they haven't been recording. Because I have not wanted to. Okay? I'm tired of giving y'all. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. This shit is, every time I get on here and talk shit, I don't like talking, nah, let me stop, y'all know I'm talking about shit, but I be busy, come on, I got a new job, I gotta focus on that, you know, I'm also involved in child almost bust my ass in the house, but I'm also involved in my friends and my family life, you know, I just came back from D.C., which was a key, I'm gonna give y'all the D.C.T., okay, because D.C. was a trip, we had a good time in D.C., honey, and then, you know, I'm just enjoying my life. So, let's get into it, okay? DC, let's talk about it. DC Pride 2022, a function. I went with my friend, okay? We went from a Thursday up until Tuesday. We took a bus there, okay? Yeah, we take buses. We not like that. We not flying in. We not driving. We took a bus, okay? A cute little bus. A cute ride, you know, 4 hours. One of my girlfriends missed a bus, so she had to get on the bus behind us. But she's always late. If I ever do a video of the girls being late, she's late, okay? That's the late friend that's always coming. 20, trying to talk about, I'm gonna leave the house at 9:30, and we're supposed to get the function at 9:45. Mind you, live all the way in West Bubba Fuck, leaving the house at 9:30. Talking about, I'm gonna be there at 9:45. No, you not. No, you not, baby. Leave your house on time. And that's for all y'all friends. That's for everybody out there. Y'all know y'all supposed to be somewhere at 9 o'clock. Leave your house at 8. If you feel like, if you know it's an hour trip, don't even leave your house at 8. Leave your house at 7:30. Okay? Stop leaving at 8:30 knowing you got to be there at 9:15. Get your ass somewhere on time. Y'all got everybody else rushing and getting in. They making time to get there on time. You know, I always heard that if you ever show up late to somebody's shit, you disrespecting their time. Now, I'm here, all here for a grand entrance. However, y'all have to stop being late. Y'all girls want to continue to be late. And then you look what happened to my girlfriend. She got left. I bet you she won't be late again. I bet you she'd be the fuck on time. And she was. That bus to go home? Oh, she was on time. We all was, because she was with us. But she was on time, okay? She was the first one. We got to get out the house. Let's go. Calling the cab. Yeah. You don't want to get left again. You don't want the bus to not fucking get you. Because you don't like that, oh, I'm late shit no more. Because you realize that you got left. But anyway, so on our way there, me and my good girlfriend, Neil. Shout out to Neil. Oh, girlfriend, friend, whatever y'all want to call it, you know. I don't misgender people, however, but I talk the way I talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are my boys, but you know, they're part of the LGBT lifestyle, so I call them my girls. And if they don't have a problem with it, nobody else should. And if somebody's got a problem with it, then see me. What the fuck are you talking about? But anyway, me and my good girlfriend, you know, we got on a bus. We spent some much quality time together. On our way down there, just envisioning how our trip was going to be. And baby... we wasn't that so raving. I know that we didn't have a vision of nothing that came to fuck right, but we had a good time. That's the thing, we had a good time. So let's talk about it. We get there Thursday, DC Pride. Boom, there it is. We are in the capital, okay, of the United States. There's gay people everywhere. Mind you, a lot of Black African American gay people and people of color that showed out. You know, that showed up. So we get there, you know, we get off our bus. We have to wait for our other girlfriend who got on the late bus to get off. So then we take the cab. We actually walked to our Airbnb. Got there. Cute little setup. 2-bedroom. Nice little kitchen. Cute little living room. Nice little set. We were scared, though, because I'm not going to lie. We looked down a block and somebody was stumbling. And I think we was a block away from a nursing home or a nursing building. But we was okay because ain't nobody going to press us. I don't give a fuck what nobody feel or how anybody see. Nobody was going to press us. However, you know, it was a cute little set, but we was a little skeptical, you know. But it was cute. We had a good time, you know. So we get there, we settle in, trying to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it for the night, you know. I had another friend that was coming to meet us. And then... my other friend, my girlfriend, had another friend that was coming too. So we, you know, we was, it was gonna be a great little trip, like a cute little. It was a housewives trip. It was a cute housewives trip. You know, when the five or six girls get together and they go on a trip. Let's just say this was our first trip of the season, okay? And it was supposed to be a good time, and it was a good time, you know. But okay, so let me get into it. Thursday night, we head out. Everything is looking good. Everything's looking great. This is just me and my three other friends. We go to Thursday night club. We go pick up our passes, and then the other three had to pay for their passes. Why? Because I wasn't playing, right? So apparently, I had somebody who was also going to DC, a friend and his group of friends. They was putting me on about the DC trip, where to get their stuff, how to get the tickets, and how to get to the clubs and things like that. So I was like, yeah, let's go. We out. Boom, pow, pow, pow. So we out, and we're going to have a good time, right? So I get to the club, I get my little ticket, but then it was a little holdback, like niggas ain't know niggas' name. And I understand that. If I tell you, this is, look, people who be holding the list, if I tell you the person's first name correctly, then give me the benefit of the doubt. I'm not there to steal nobody's shit. I didn't get to peek your list. If I say one person's name, if I say Adam Smith, nigga, and it's Adam White, so be it, bitch. Ain't no other Adam on the page. That man was going to literally sit there and wait for somebody to confirm that this was the ticket, or that I was the person to pick up the ticket. So that was much for me. That was much for me. However, I got my little ticket. We go inside. Why it looked like Old Thomas Day in Harlem? Yeah, I fucking said it. It looked like Old Thomas Day in Harlem. I was walking in there, niggas my father age. It looked like everybody, most of the men in there looked like they could have been my uncle. I'm walking by, hey, what's up, Tony? You know, like, hey, you know, because that's what it gave. It gave Old Thomas Day in Harlem. And I was like, what is this? What is going on? Okay? And I'm not poking jazz. You know, but I don't age shame. Let me pick. I don't age shame. However, I'm a cute 29. I'm about to push 30. Okay, that wasn't my set. Let me just say that wasn't my set. So I was okay. So I got drunk. You know, had a good. Let me be drunk. Let me just drink my little drink. You know, they was looking their way. They want to eat. You know how older people do. Older men. You know, they see younger men. They want to eat us up. You know, they want to eat me up. They want to eat me up. Let me stop lying. Niggas really looking my fucking way. I hate that. Don't y'all ever hate that? When y'all know y'all going out and y'all be seeing people, y'all be like, oh yeah, what's going on? Da, 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 da. You think you a bad bitch? You looked in the mirror like, fuck out of here. Niggas is gonna get me. Da, 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 da. But then you gag when you get in there and not no motherfucking body even looked your way. That's how I felt that night. So I was like, fuck out of here. I'm young. I'm in my prime. These niggas gonna want me. You know, that's what I thought. When I walked in there, I said, oh, the old head? Oh, they're gonna be in my body. Child. We went there. We was, my friends, you know, I play around. Mind you, I don't know why, but this weekend I experienced that week in DC Pride. I was in my Vogue element. Like, I was like, yes, I want to Vogue. You know, and the crazy thing about it was, I ain't never felt like that before. So I guess I was watching too much Legendary, you know, but pay it. Shout out to Juicy. Shout out to Juicy fucking Couture for winning Legendary. If you didn't watch it and I just spoiled it for you, get over it. Go watch it. It's been out. It's not new. It's been out. Get into it. But yeah, so, you know, we just having a good time in the club. Pow, 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 pow. After the club, we're home. I think that we stayed up for a little bit. I can't remember, which is a good thing. But I think we stayed up for a little bit. It didn't hit. We stayed up for a little bit. All right. One of my friends dipped off with his boyfriend. It was his anniversary. So I was like, yeah, go up. Happy anniversary. It's our anniversary. You know, so I was like, yeah, go off. Have a good time. You'll see you when you see you. He dipped off for the entire day, y'all. The whole day. I was pissed. Anywho. So then we there. We chilling. My friend that dipped off told me that, you know, one of his friends who he invited on the trip had made up their mind to come. So he was there. He came on. He came to the Airbnb in the morning, mind you, in the morning time, because we was locked. We was asleep. Me and my good girlfriend, James, we was knocked out. My good girlfriend came through the door. She said, oh, not James, the other one, Neil's friend. She came to the door. I'm telling y'all people's names. Don't ask me who the people are. Keep up. So came to the door. They was like, oh, But mind you, while we sleep, oh, let's go to the bathroom. They're supposed to go to the bedroom. However, Jasani came. Oh, excuse me, I'm saying girl's name. So, yeah, whatever. I don't give a fuck. So, you know, it was Jasani and Antonio. Antonio comes through, right? But nobody knew Antonio was coming. So she comes, right? And I don't know what the fuck she thought was going on, but we were asleep. When I tell you this bitch slapped her feet on the floor like she was some duck walking in Central Park, loud as shit while we were asleep, it woke me up. I said, who heavy ass feet is that? Here she goes, sorry, because she's going to be her baby daddy. That's my baby mother. I've known Antonio for years. Sorry, BD. I said, bitch, where the fuck you come from? Okay, I was like, what happened in the night that we picked you up? But, you know, they explained, oh, you know, we just got our flight, da 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 da. So they was there, they was indulging, having a good time. Okay, Stink was eating my edibles, drinking the liquor. I had to get up, like, hold up, girl, what's going on? Y'all just got here. Like, come on. But when I mean that DC did not allow me to rest or stop drinking, that's what the vibe was giving. The girls was on the go. So I think all day Friday, we was out, we was chilling, we went shopping, we went out to eat. If y'all ever in DC, this place called Creole, hit them up, okay? Real good time. Creole was it. Mind you, I said that to one of the other girls that was out there. I was like, oh yeah, we went to Creole, da da da. And the girl was like, oh, that's ghetto. What's ghetto? That's what I had to say. I said, what's ghetto? But they was like, oh, Creole is like very much like, it's hood. Well, she said it was hood, whatever the case may be. It's like, I was like, yeah, okay, well, it was hood. It was hood enough for me, okay? Good enough for me. Because, baby, the food was it. They had these deviled eggs. They had these Rockefeller clams. I was fucking up with the wings was it. The grilled charbroil wings or charbroil, whatever y'all want to call it. Them wings was on point, okay, and hitting. Stop playing with me. So then, after DC Pride, right? We're still at DC Pride. So after that, after Friday daytime, when we were doing our daytime activities, went shopping, did our thing. That was on Friday. Friday night, we get together. We're like, oh, we're going out. Let's step out. We go out to another spot. Parking took 30 years to find. We go find parking. Pete. There we go, okay? We pump our asses from the club, from the parking spot, all the way to the club. We get out the club. It's a cute little, it's different room. But the rooms wasn't really full. And we got to talk about the waiting staff, meaning the bartenders. Why the fuck y'all got 5 or 6 bars and it's only one bartender behind each bar? Double it up. It's Pride Week and niggas is being stingy with that money and that tip. Double it up. What are you doing? We got 3,000 fucking people in here, bitch. Double that shit up. Niggas is waiting 20 minutes for a fucking 2-minute drink. What was y'all doing? I gotta write a letter. So then, you know, we wait in and then performances start happening. So we went to go see Trina. That was Trina night. But Pete, Trina in one room and Big Freedia in the other. We didn't even know Big Freedia was there. Only thing you hear was going off to the New Orleans bounce. We was like, oh, that's Trina. Peeping her. But the only thing, next thing you hear is, dribble these titties on your lips. I said, oh, that's Trina too. Was 1 minute with, mind you, I fucked that up. I said that was Trina. Mind you, any, that little New Orleans bounce, that was, what's her name? I forgot the child. That's a damn shame. That's because nobody knew she was in the room. Freedia. Sorry, yeah, it was Freedia. It was Freedia who was doing the any, and then it was Trina in the other room talking about dribble these titties on your lips. So I was like, fuck it, let's go see Trina. So we over there watching Trina, da 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 da. Something took place that night. I'm going to go through the whole story. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go through the whole story. One of my friends, I'm not telling y'all which one, I like, right? And one of them had kissed another friend. And I saw it. Boom. Dramatic effect. So, yeah, I'm going to tell my... Why she gonna hit? Yeah, I am. Yeah. So, that happened. And I wasn't... But this is the thing. I had not explained to anyone. I told two of my real good girlfriends on a trip that I did like him, that I like this person, but I didn't tell anyone else. So everybody was out. I saw them kiss. I told one of my girlfriends, look, they kissed. I'm gonna walk away because I'm not feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, your feelings get hurt. You get a little, you know, disturbed when you see like, damn, this boy that I liked is kissing somebody else, you know? And it's like, oh, damn. So I walked away. I tried to walk away, but I couldn't get away far enough. because the girls followed me. They was like, where you going? What you doing? Come on, like, give me a minute. Just give me a minute. Like, I don't want to be mad at anybody because nobody knew that I liked him. You know what I'm saying? And the friends that knew that I liked him were the ones who indulged in the kiss. So I just wanted a moment to be like, let me sit over here. Let me try to erase that because I'm probably not even his. Well, I feel like I'm not even his type. You know what I'm saying? It's like a schoolgirl crush. Like, this is a friend that's like, oh, like, he's really, like, he's dope. You know, he brings different ideas and perspectives to you. You know what I'm saying? And he looks good, you know? So I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm living. Mind you, I don't normally do that because every gay guy is not somebody that I'm like, oh, I want to fuck. I want to do stuff with. And it's been a long time since I've actually liked somebody. Like, you could act like my closest friend. Like, it's been a very long time since I've actually said to them, like, yo, I like this dude. Like, I know my girlfriend's gagged when I said, oh, I like him. They was like, bitch, what? You know, but that happened. And I was like, oh, I'm just trying to get away from them. And they wanted to be next to me. They wanted to touch me. I'm like, oh, girl, I just don't want to talk to y'all right now. But I wasn't being shady. I promise y'all. I can be shady. Y'all know that. But I wasn't being shady. So then I pumped my ass to the bar to try to get away from them. I don't know. Then I leave the club. I'm talking about it with one friend. The other friend that kissed the friend felt that I was being shady towards them. And I was kind of bashful because I wasn't being shady. I was just explaining the story to my other friend. But I was kind of over it. But then I had gotten a car. And then the friend that kissed the other friend was, yeah, keep up. The friend that kissed the other friend was just like, oh, I need to leave. Give me a hotel, or calling people to find a room. And the thing for me was like, it wasn't that serious. And it's not like I'm directing anything towards you for you to feel like you got to go get another room. You know, you don't have to go get another room. You don't have to leave. You could stay. Like, it wasn't like anything was like geared towards you from my understanding, but everyone has a different experience. So I can't debate anyone's experience, but I also didn't believe that he was the type of person that would give, oh, I need to leave because of energies or vibes. You know what I'm saying? So moving forward, I got back to the room. The friend that ended up kissing the other friend was leaving. I gave him a dry ass high. That's the one I like. So I gave him a dry ass bye. Like, okay, bye. Because I was upset. That's the only one I could say that I was acting some type of way. But I was upset. I was like, okay, just go. Like, I just need to stop liking you before I like. I just need to stop like liking you on that type of level. You know, so that's, and when I don't know if anybody else has experienced that, but if you like somebody and it just don't go the way it's supposed to go, but you want to intend to keep the friendship, you kind of want to take time to like break that kind of romantic light that you may have for the person. So you like need a moment to be like, hi from a distance, or how you doing from a distance. And that's what I was trying to give. So he left. I left the house after that. Like, I literally had went. Mind you, I had felt that one of my friends had saw the kid and was kind of avoiding me for the whole night. So I was pissed at that friend too. I was like, bitch, you know, because mind you, the bitch literally walked by me. And I was like, see, she ain't speaking to me. So this bitch knows something. She knows something, right? And so I pumped. I had my ass onto my friend house, my other friend's hotel room. You know, the friends that I was coming down here to visit or coming to DC also with. Because it was a group of us that went. It was like a group. It was like one little pod, my little friend pod, and then my other friend's little friend pod. It was all there. So I went to the hotel. We went there, had a good time. The hotel was beautiful. Went there, was chilling for a little bit, you know, talking and, you know, running my gums, doing what I do. Come back to the Airbnb, and homegirl that kissed the boy that I liked, it's packing her stuff to leave. And I didn't know what was going on. I swear I didn't. So I went in the room and I laid down. I got in the bed with my... Because I slept with my other friend. So we shared the bed. You know, we shared the room. We was chilling. I was drunk. He was drunk. We were just talking shit. But he was informing me about what was going on when I wasn't there. So he was like, girl, this is what happened. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? What you mean? But... Shout out to that friend, because he was having my back by not letting them know exactly what was going on, but he also didn't want to, like, he didn't want to kick up any dust. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to kick up any dust, but he also didn't want to make it seem like, you know, I don't know. But shout out to him, because he didn't want to kick up any dust, so he didn't want to say, well, Brandon's mad about this, because he didn't want me to feel like, why are you telling him that I'm mad about so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. He just let them talk, right? So the person that kissed the friend, right, he kissed the front, the boy that I liked, and they started talking about it when I had left. Oh, what's up with Brandon? Da, 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 da. And apparently the conversation went like, oh, so what happened tonight that he would be upset? Or what you think? This is what the friend that was, I was in a room with had said to the other two friends that was there. And the boy that kissed the friend was like, oh, I kissed so-and-so. And so the friend that I thought was paying me does actually was like, oh, bitch, had I known, I would have smacked you. This is what I'm being told, right? And he was like, yeah, no, you would have smacked me, da, 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 if I would have known, but I didn't know, and da, 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 da. So they had that conversation, right? Pay attention to that conversation. This is the point where you're being informed that a person that you had considered, you know, a friend or a good person or whatever you wanted to call me at the time, had interest in somebody and you kissed them, right? I come back to the room and he ready to pack his bag like I did something wrong to him. Like, what? Like, how this go? But me just not really, like, me really showing up and be like, no, because letting him know that it really had nothing to do with him. I wasn't mad or upset with anybody. I just wanted, you know, my feelings had been hurt, so I just wanted to have space so that I didn't get mad at anybody, right? Because y'all know how I can get. I can get very dramatic. I can get very extra. And it's no need for that, you know? Not in this day and age. I'm getting older. Shout out to me and growth. So then I go and I'm sitting there, you know, I'm in there. I'm like, come on, we don't gotta leave. I don't go. Like, come on. I bring his stuff back in the room, you know, because I don't want him to leave. You know, I didn't know if he really had a place to stay. I didn't know if he was going out of his way to get the place to stay. And then so much shit happened that day, you know, and that he actually, you know, he looked out for me, you know, gave me some encouraging words. Some things had happened with my father. So he was giving me some encouraging words and words of advice and things like that. So I didn't want him to think that he had to go, like, because he really wasn't nothing about him. So he stayed, went to sleep, woke up the next day. It was a little awkward, you know, I guess, or so to say. But you know, we went throughout our day. I don't remember exactly what we did. We went throughout our day. We all went to a day party. BET had thrown a day party. Now listen, BET threw a day party, but the day party was too much, and it was corny. It was corny. No funny shit. It was corny. That day party was real fucking corny. Okay, the bitch was, they had us downstairs in a fucking box, hot. Hotter than a jalapeno coochie. Hotter than a jalapeno coochie. Bitch, I was hot. Why are we down here? Get me out of here. Why are we down here? That's what it was too hot. Why are we down here? Okay, but we went there, mind you, $60 to get into that fucking spot. And we was only here for 15 minutes. We played our fucking show. So we went down there, and then after they went to go something to eat. I think it was to eat before that. We went out to eat, you know, then I sat next to the friend and we was talking, you can. And I just had to let him know, like, I didn't want any lingering tension or any lingering feelings because he was leaving the next day. And this is Saturday, okay? And so, you know, we was kicking, we was chilling, and I was like, you know, I just wanted you to know that last night had nothing to do with you if I was being, because I was being informed that he had felt some way. So with me being informed that somebody had felt some way, the correct thing for you to do is to make sure, and to ensure the person that they had no part of you feeling the way you have felt. And so I had to let him know, like, y'all, I apologize. I don't want you to think that anything had to do with you. I wasn't being, you know, crazy or ruthless with you. Being very sincere in my apology, you know, being very sincere in what I had did or what I had said. And so his rebuttal was, oh, you right. You know, I just felt like your vibe and energy. Like, I don't do good with vibe energy. Then he said that one of your friends tried to talk to you and you didn't really respond to him right. So I was just like, okay, like the vibes and energies just wasn't it for me. So I just pulled myself away. I just was like, let me get out of the situation. Yeah, I stopped because that was it. That was all that he said. So I was like, okay. As I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, you know, that's how he felt. But then the next thing I would have felt that somebody would have done, right? If I had kissed any of the people that my friend had liked or any of my friends had liked not knowingly, and I found out that that was the reason why they got disturbed in the first place for me to even feel like they had a mood or attitude with me, that apology would have went towards them. Look, y'all, I apologize. I would never do that. I would never want you to think that I would maliciously do that to you. I didn't even know you liked him. Words that never came out of somebody's mouth. I went about my trip after that. I was like, okay. Like, I just know now that I just feel like it's a different stance with that person. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, that could have been a different moment for us. You know what I'm saying? It could have been very much like, yo, like, I would never want you to feel that. I would ever make you feel that way or anything like that. I would never. But again, then I stand by what I have said. Like, if nobody knew, nobody's at fault. You know what I'm saying? So I moved on from that, and I was like, okay, what's whatever. So we keep it pumping. We go out that night. That night is Saturday. That's the all white function. Everybody be white. I'm hyped talking about it, because Saturday night was it. If I could relive Saturday night, I will relive Saturday night. So we go to the all white function, big, huge place. It's called Echo Stage, right? Me and James, me and my good girlfriend get in there. We see the set, we see the layout. Everything looks fucking fab. Now, this is the night Saucy Santana performed. So we in there, we seeing people from New York, we seeing people we met on Jacked or Instagram. Well, let me say, people I met probably on Jacked or Instagram, you know, other, like, I met a comedian that was on there, that was off of Instagram that I've been following. Great ass. And y'all know I'm an ass man, okay? I love, there's something about a good chunk, like a good piece. I was like, yes, you know? So when I seen him, I pulled him to the side, like, yo, you know, I gave him, you know, and if you know me, you know that I live for a cute, I want to pour into you, you know, type of vibe, you know? So, like, if I live for you, I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to be like, yo, keep your head up, you're doing what you're doing. You're breaking down barriers. You're moving through, you know, like, you're doing your shit. Like, keep fucking doing it. It's people that's coming behind you that need you to do it. You're a trailblazer. You know what I'm saying? Things like that, I said to him. So, I said that. He's cute. He's cool. Live for him. We have seen homegirl from The Circle. I don't remember her name, but we seen homeboy from The Circle. Looked fab. Okay, his girlfriend was like, what's up? They thought we was running up. No, we wasn't running up. We just come and say hi. You know, just chilling, having a good time, you know. And the white party was really a function. Y'all don't understand. It was really a function. So in the white party, I ran into All Antics Designer. And when I ran into the All Antics Designer, All Antics is an African-American brand. It's a clothing, let me be clear. It's a clothing, a clothing design or something? What is that word? It's a clothing brand that is basically created by African-American designer, right? And so I ran into him with the hat on my head, and he was like, oh, I love your hat. Me not knowing who he was, I'm like, oh, yes, this is young African-American clothing designer. You know, he designed the hat. My friend let me borrow it for the night, but I live for his antics and all of that. And he was like, yeah, I got the All Antics rings, and I got the shirt and all of this stuff. I'm like, yes, yes. But it wasn't until I walked away, my friend was like, that was the guy. I was like, what you mean? That was the All Antics designer. So shout out to him. I live for his fashion. I haven't purchased anything yet, because I don't know. But yeah. All Antics, y'all. Get on Instagram and go shop the brand, bitch. Shop the fucking brand. Okay, I need 10% of that plug. Anyway, so that was that. We was in there, had a good time. I seen a little, one of my little old pieces. I'm like, what's that? Anyway, so then we go outside. We pump the after party, which is the let out. Y'all know I live for a motherfucking let out. It's one thing about me that y'all gonna always know, is that I live for a let out. So we was out there at the all white let out. Cars is coming down the block. Niggas is beeping horns. Me and my girlfriend is in niggas' windows, like, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. You know, having a good time. Like, it was a function. Fuck what you talking about? Like, that was the after party. So we was chilling. We was doing what we was doing. Da, da, da. I had short Chef D. I'm like, yeah, Chef, I live. Da, da, da. He's like, oh, thank you, baby. You know, da, da, da. So we was sitting, mind you, who those who don't know Chef D, Chef D was Santana's ex-boyfriend, the tall chef. Yeah. So we out there, we chilling, having a good time. We cruising the block. We seeing what it's giving. Then I tried to help some little poor girl. Lost her. This is a boy, but lost his fucking nose ring, right? And I'm like, well, what's going on? Like, you need help? She's like, I lost my nose ring. I said, let me help you, baby. I'm over here with my flashlight on my phone, helping her look for the nose ring. Mind you, it's a dainty nose ring, so it's going for good. It's going. It's like, it's not coming back. But let me help the girl. So I try to help her out. I was like, oh, it's not there no more. She was like, it's okay. Soft talking to me, you know, giving, you know, just like, oh, yeah, so what you about to do? I was like, I'm waiting for my friends to come back up the block so we can go around the corner. Mind you, don't know where my friends had went. I think they was to go pee. But anyway, I'm like, yeah. I'm just chilling. So then the bitch see my other good girlfriend, okay? Because my girlfriend's is pieces. My girlfriend's is pieces, okay? If I line them the fuck up, y'all gonna fuck at least all of them. So And so one of my little girlfriends woke up and she's like, oh, look, you know, the little bitch that I was helping with the nose, mind you, little bitch that I was helping with the nose ring. She was like, you know, she diverted her attention to my stain. You know, oh yeah, that is not on his face. And I'm like, okay, I'm living. But then I was like, well, I'm sorry you couldn't find your nose ring. That's what I said to her. Then she said, yeah, whatever. Or like she brushed me off. And I was like, I said, bitch, I was trying to help you find your nose ring. We going back and forth for a little second. Then, you know, she's in my stink face. She's wrapped up on my stink. I said, nah, any other time? Listen, y'all, I'm a great wingman, but I'm also a great judge of character. And so I just feel like this. If you ever want to talk to my friends, feel free to talk to them. But be respectful to the friends that's around them. Because you don't even know how to even get down. Because the real deal about it, if I wanted my friend to bring you home with us and I dog your shit out, bitch, in the fucking house and then put you out with no clothes on, you'll be a sad bitch. So y'all got to be careful when y'all try to pick up people with their group of friends. Because you don't know what the fuck the functions are. Especially with me. Okay? So let's just keep that in mind moving forward. But anyway, any other time I'll be like, yo, my stink getting the pieces, you know, pulling niggas, da 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 da. But I said, stink tonight? Not tonight. Huh? Not tonight. Not her. Not her. You can't. Because I'm about to smack this. Because literally, y'all should have seen the 360. And then I'm not talking about that Laomi flip. I'm talking about my sis literally was just kikiing me, like wanting me to help her find her little ass fucking missing fucking nail in her nose. And so my sis, and I guess my sis is gold. She's, they live for her. She's tall. She's shady. They live for her. So, you know, they're like, oh my God, a star is born, which is okay. You know what I'm saying? Live for my sis, but then don't disrespect me and you living for my sis and thinking my sis is going to take you home, bitch. My sis told her, you can't come with me if you fucking with my friend like that, bitch. You're bugging. You can't disrespect my friend and try to fuck with me. So then the boy had the nerve to tell my friend, oh, you're good. So my friend, yo. And I'm going to tell you about this friend. This friend, I don't ever see this friend pop off. I don't ever see this friend too much of a, you know, like a, you know, like I'm the raw one out of the friends. I'm raw, you know, and everybody can't handle that, you know, and that's okay. And I understand that. Okay. But I'm loyal and my pussy good. And I fried chicken hard the first time. I don't got a double back. You know what I'm saying? So, so really have my fucking back. And I don't know, just this trip, I kind of sensed all of my friends that was on the trip with me that I felt like my, because as you know, I have my core three, the friends that I'm always with, no matter what. And there are times where I play with them a lot, where I'm like, I don't feel like y'all be having my back. Because I feel like when the three of them get together, they wrap around me and they pick on me. I always feel like that. But but it's playful. You know what I'm saying? And so, I don't know, just this trip alone, I just felt like there was no buffer between us for them to really show me or for me to really see. You know what I'm saying? Because normally I probably don't really see because I'm paying attention to something else. But I actually seen, like, these people really had my back. And then my friend giving that and walking away, I was like, damn, this bitch, because me and my friend also, we went through some things, you know, where those type of scenarios have happened and my friend didn't have my back. And in the moment I felt like he was like, I've taken note and I got to have my friend back. And so I appreciate, shout out to you, Stinker. You know who you are. Keep that up, bitch. I don't fuck with her right now, though, because these bitches are safe. I can't. But anyway, nah. I'm just playing. But, so that happened. And I was like, yeah, bitch, fuck out of here. This little, yo, I was really about to body slam this little fucking thing. I don't even know where she was from or who. I didn't care who she was from. So we pump, we leave, we wait for the cab. You know, we walking down a block. One friend not ready to go. So that turned into our argument for the night. We're not even going to break down those details. Hey, guess what? Tune in this season. You'll see how the argument went. But I'm not even going to break that down. But we woke up the next morning. Everything was fine. We was cool. The next morning, we woke up. We was out and about. We was, you know, what's the functions? Where did we go? I think we went to Uniqlo. Then at the Uniqlo, I think we went and pumped. Oh, I think we went to Uniqlo to get some coffee, stuff like that. Chilled out for the day. And then we woke up and we went to another day party. It was an outside day function. Beautiful. Beautiful. We had a great fucking time. Beautiful. Beautiful. Isn't she lovely? That's what it gave. Beautiful. Outside. This is on Sunday. Now this is Sunday. Outside. Cute function. It was, I don't even know what it was called, but it's like the crates, the freighter crates, or the freight crates that y'all be seeing on the top of the truck, or like the barges that be lifting all of that different colors, was the outside, was like the walls for the place. And then inside was like a festival of like food and people getting drinks and all of that. So I was like enjoying it. He's like, oh my God, this is so cute. Really cute function. Not much to really discuss or talk about. Really cute function. Mind you, every night I ate an edible. Every time I went out, I ate an edible. So stay tuned, I'm high. We upstairs, you know, I see some of the people, mind you, have a major crush on this boy. Major crush. Mind you, not me crushing on one friend and then talk about another, but I'm crushing on. Bitch, make your mind up. Nah, but are you allowed to crush on whoever you want to crush on? Fuck it. I know, I feel like the people I have crushes on, I feel like nothing would ever come to, so I'm okay with crushing, you know? So then I seen one of the other boys that I was crushing on, and we saw Antonio, okay, Antonio's back, y'all, he's back in the fold, so my BD. But I saw him a few times, anyway. But we went there, you know, I saw my crush, I bought my crush a drink, you know, making sure he was drinking, because that's what you do. If you gonna be in a nigga face, buy him a drink. And that's exactly what I had to say. So my friend runs up into somebody who, you know, I just feel like, you know, like he runs into somebody who I feel, I don't know, I feel he's slimy. I'm gonna say that, right? Because of what I've heard about him, that's one, through social media, so, you know, it's extra. But then also, knowing that he was friends with somebody who had also liked my friend. And, you know, the excuse was, oh, we're not friends anymore. And I feel like I wouldn't do that with my friends. So I despise the girls that do that with their friends. Even if friendship ends for me and somebody else, I would never go and double back on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm too good of a bitch to even do that. You know what I'm saying? But I would never do that. Like, that's, to me, that's just foul and low. But then also, he was in my friend's face and, you know, filling up on my friend, getting your feels on, touching the whisper in his ear. But then my friend's hand is fucking empty. What? Let me tell y'all something. If these niggas want to be in your face, gay, straight, whatever, these niggas and girls want to be in your faces and kiki with you and y'all in a function, make sure they buy you a drink so that you could keep up with the mood. Because them motherfuckers be having drinks in their hand, but you the bitch with your cup empty with ice. Now, I'm not saying my friend stayed there empty with ice, because if my friend needed a drink, honey, I was going to get her a drink. However, you want to be in my friend's face and not buy my friend a drink. And I said it. I fucking said it. I said it out loud. I didn't give a fuck who the fuck felt some fucking type of way. Come on. Come on. Like, give somebody, that's like, give somebody something to look towards to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll suck your dick. Yeah, I'll eat your ass. Yeah, I'll eat your pussy. You know, whatever the fuck people want to do. But make it make sense. Like, what's the give for the take? You just want to take. You just want to take. But mind you, that wasn't even my problem. I should have mind my business. But I didn't. No, I'm not going to mind my business, because I got to teach my girl. I got to teach my girl. Yeah, got to teach them, right? So we had dubbed that situation. That situation's done and over with. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and we waited a whole hour and 45 fucking minutes to get food. Do y'all not hear me? When I tell you, I'm surprised. That's how drunk and high I was, that I done flipped the fucking table. But I was ready to skip out on that motherfucking bill. You hear me? The food was hot. Shit was cold. But my drunk and high ass still ate it. Still fucked it up like it was nothing else. And like it was fresh off the motherfucking pot. Okay? And so, you know, I did that. We was at Buffalo Wild Wings. We had our little friend discussion. That discussion at Buffalo Wild Wings, again, tune in this season. But no shade. I love my friends for that conversation, because I felt like another avenue of our friendship was opened. I felt like we got to dig beneath like small tent. Because if you have friends, and let's be real, we have friends, and our friends and our friendship, there's tension sometimes and there's friction. And then sometimes a lot of the girls, you know, we don't want to speak on it because we feel like, oh, I don't want to be dramatic one. I don't want to cause tension. I don't want to cause, you know, an effect or anything bigger than what it is. However, and I think I said this in past podcasts, I'm a person that I like to bring it to the forefront, because confrontation doesn't have to be confrontational. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like I have to yell and scream for me to confront you about an issue that I'm having. You know, I don't feel like it's friendship ending if I tell you that I felt like what you did was wrong. And so that conversation we had, I appreciated it, because we was able to talk the way we wanted to talk We wasn't disrespectful to one another, but we was able to lay things out like, this is how I feel. This is how I've been feeling. And this is what caused me to do what I want to do. Because the night before was Saturday night, and the Saturday night after the cute let out, it was a little, you know, a little issue. But that's what the conversation at Buffalo Wild Wings on Sunday gave. So it gave very much like, you know, opening new channels and doors within our friendship. And I appreciated those. I really appreciated that. I really did, because I felt like I've always wanted to get a little deeper with my friends, you know, understanding why one of my friends who I've known for years had opened up more to me than he has ever opened up to me on that trip. So I greatly had appreciated those moments. Like, I was like, wow. Like, bitch, you're just telling me this? Like, wow. Like, and I appreciated it. You know, nobody's at fault for feeling, you can't fault people for feeling how they feel, you know, and I appreciated that, you know, and so I would cherish those moments, that moment, or those moments on the trip, right? So after our little kumbaya, my lord, moment, you know, we pumped to another party. We get to the party, we already all tossed. We tossed the fuck up. We tossed, we stores. We in there. We in there like, what's up, bitch? We in there. Cute little mad level floors. We going up and down, up and down, up and down. Having a good time. You know, chilling, blah, blah, blah. I saw, you know, my old sneaky link. And so, you know, we were just on the floor chilling. Having a good time, partying, doing what we do. Great, mind you, every party was a great party. So then we pump out. We leave Sunday at night. After that, we leave the spot. We go sit, I don't know where the hell one of my friends went, but we in the street, we chilling, you know, taking our pictures, glick, 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 out in the street, bumping and bumping. I had ran into the friend that I was in communication with on coming to D.C., you know, this is the friend that was telling me, oh, these are the things to do in D.C. He basically put me onto like the tickets, things like that. And I had to pull him to the side because I had felt like, you know, we had been on this trip and not one time had he had hit me to be like, oh, come link us, come hang out with us, things like that. Like for like dinner, like brunch, whatever. It was no communication. So I have felt something and I had to tell him, y'all know me. I'm not gonna sit there and not tell a bitch how I feel. So I had to inform him, like, yo, I just feel like, you know, like I feel like you've been distant or feel like you pushed me to the side. Like, here I am on this trip. You know, we was talking all up until the trip. Like, oh, what we doing? How we doing? And then there was no communication there. You know, his excuse or his thing was, oh, I thought you was talking to so-and-so. I thought you and so-and-so was going, you know, was communicating. And I had to inform him, like, my relationship with so-and-so is my relationship with so-and-so. My relationship with him is my relationship with him. So I wanted him to take the wheel as much as I would take the wheel. Because I was calling and texting, but I was not getting any answers. So I don't know if I was being egged on purpose or because he assumed that I was communicating still with so-and-so. But I had to let him know. And, you know, I guess, you know, he said, oh, you know, I love you, you know, cool. That's that. So then we on our way home. This is still Sunday night, y'all. We on our way home from the spot, chilling. We go to McDonald's. Now, mind you, this whole time, one of my friends fucked up. We pump it to the McDonald's. My friend stands outside. So me and my other friend at McDonald's, I'm like, yeah, what the food? Da-da-da-da, let's get our food. We in there chilling, talking. We was talking shit. And then I said, hold on, where the fuck is so-and-so? I go outside. I'm like, yo, where's so-and-so? My other friend like, he right there. I said, I don't see him. My friend came outside. I was like, where the fuck is he at? So we FaceTime this nigga. This nigga, I'm walking to the spot. I'm walking back to the room. I said, this bitch drunk, lit. So we on our way back, me and my other friend, we walking back, talking about the night, how we had a good time, blah, 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 blah. Pete, my friend, was that day? That was the next day, never mind. Mind you, so my friend met somebody, but pay attention to you're gonna go back to the point where I was like, niggas gotta buy you a drink, da, 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 da. So we there, chilling, you know, doing what we do. We get to the fucking hotel, we get to the room, pull up on the room. Why the fuck my other friend sitting on the curb, crying, on the phone, crying. I said, Steve, what's wrong with you? Get up. You know, get up. Mind you, if y'all ever seen me drunk, I'm always walking like I'm wearing like 7 inches of fucking heels. Like I'm always giving a little, what's going on? You know, like, so I was like, bitch, what are you doing? Get up. Get the fuck out. So the police had drove by and the police was like, how you get that drunk when you can't make it home? I said, oh no, we home, we right here. Okay, I guess because of the area, he didn't think that we were home, but we were home, bitch. Don't ever try to play us. But he's, oh, okay, y'all have a good night. I said, yeah, but the cop, yo, when I tell you everybody in D.C. is fucking fine, everybody in D.C. is fine, you hear me? The police officer is fine. I was about to say, officer, arrest me and put me in the back seat. Face down, nigga, what's up? Like, that's what it gave, that's what it gave. But, so my friend all tossed up and, mind you, I ain't never seen this friend get like this before. So I'm like, oh yeah, my friend feeling it. My friend is in it. You know, let him be this moment. So I get him in the house. I get him in the bed. I come back out in the living room. My other friend chewing and sleeping. Who the fuck chews and sleep? I said, come on, get up. Get up, get up, get up. Put that other friend in the bed. I was putting my friends to bed, honey. I was mother. I'm mother. I am she. She is who I am. So we was, you know, that was Sunday. That was Sunday. Boom. Sunday's gone. Now it's Monday. Monday's the last day. Monday's our last day to do whatever we want to do. Have a good time. So I wake up. We kiki about the girls, like, being drunk. All that. Da-da-da. So then we go to another party. Mind you, it's given. Bust. Another club. So, Monday we pump out to a day party where there's housewives there. So, you had Marlon Hampton from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and then you had Candace, I think it's Dillard, from the Real Housewives of Potomac. So, we in the spot. They looking cute. They looking good. Marlo looks fab, okay? But Marlo gives me Day County. She gives me Miami all day. Like she gives me Miami. She had on her Chanel belt, her little black look, the big hair. And then you had my bald-headed sis. No, she's not bald-headed. Sorry. No, you had my sis Candace. She was there. Now, if y'all ever listened to my podcast in the past, y'all know how I feel about Candace. So, and you know how I feel about Portia. So, you know how I feel about Marlo. So it was interesting seeing Candace. I kiki with her. She's so little. So little is so cute. I live for the girls. I live for them. I'm not gonna lie, I live for my love for Candace. They had a cute vibe. And then Miss Lawrence was there. Mind you, I see Miss Lawrence often. So every time I see her, she's like, hey baby, how you doing? I'm like, hey baby, how you doing? You know, so it's like a camaraderie we have. So shout out to Miss Lawrence. So I seen them all out. It was a good night. My stink, you know, had one of her little, you know, met a dude out there, kiki. Yeah, I'm spilling it all, bitch. Come get on it. So my stink had one of her little, met somebody out there when we was at the party on Sunday. And this is homeboy's like, you know, oh, he's talking to my friend, getting to know him, da 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 da. And then he, you know, he then takes us home. So mind you, this is what I'm talking about, y'all. If a nigga not willing to do nothing for you, not even for your friend, but for you, leave that nigga alone. This nigga was rubbing up on my friend, couldn't buy my friend a drink, nor call a cab for my friend to go home. But here goes somebody that we just met yesterday, okay? That, like, my friend probably wanted some, so what? But he made his efforts. How about that? Make some fucking efforts out here. For even for y'all listening that don't make efforts, make some fucking efforts. Like, if you're not gonna make no efforts, stay the fuck out of people's face. Make those efforts. And I was hyped, my friend. I was like, yeah, bitch, this is what I'm talking about. Fuck you talking about. Yeah, nigga, fuck out of here. So that, my friend went, they kikied, you know, they drove us back to the room. My friend came in. Oh, he's cute. He's a vibe. Da, 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 da. I'm like, yeah, he's a vibe. Enjoy your time. You know, my friend felt a little skeptical because he's been having like some past issues when it comes to men. And I'm like, girl, this is just a good time. Enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? And for everybody out there, stop allowing your past to hinder your future. You know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking it for myself, too. I'm not just speaking to y'all. I'm speaking to myself. Because we find ourselves stuck in being the victim. We find ourselves stuck in being the one who is always going to get the bad end of the stick. And it don't always got to turn out like that. And I feel like we get stuck in those ways and we make it possible for us to be like that. So shout out to everybody that's going to change the narrative. Because my friends and myself are worthy of happiness and a good time. Everyone is worthy of happiness and a good time. Just because you had a bad experience, a few or one bad experiences, should not deter you from knowing that you're going to have greatness come your way. So that's my tea. That's my tea right there for that. Now hold on to that. Hold on to keep that. So then we come back to the room. That was the day party. We come back to the room. We get puckered up, boom, 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 to go to another party. The nighttime party. Oh, when I tell you, we partied every fucking day that we was there, we partied every day. So then we go there. It's another party. It was cute, but we ran into the same bitch who lost her nose ring. Yeah, but we'll get into that. So, you know, my friends, we out there, we having a good time. We talking to the people, enjoying ourselves. And then we run into, like, somebody we know from New York. And the person we know from New York kind of got a little tipsy, but was talking slickly to one of my friends, calling my friend a hoe and this and that. But he only called my friend a hoe because his hoe friends were in my friend's face, right? And so, and because he liked my friend. So a lot of people like to do this thing that, oh, this person is a hoe because they're not showing me attention, or this person is a hoe because, you know, I like them, but they don't like me, but they seem to be everybody's face but my face. Babe, you just not people teeth. You're not it. You're not it. But mind you, so that person ended up saying to me, right? Oh, you told me that he liked me. Oh, bitch, I know I did not tell you that. I know I didn't. And I said that to him. I said, I would never tell you that because you're not James's type. Oh, shit, I'm slipping up the deep name. Anyway, but I said, I would, like, that's, you're not his type. Why would you think that? Why would you think that I said that to you? But you did. I didn't. I know how possibly I said that for, but that wasn't that one. Not him. No way. Not me. I know I never said that to you. And he was really fighting for that truth, or for that to be true. And I was like, I would never say that to you because I know my friend. I know you're not my friend's type. I'm sorry. I would never do that. Why would you think I would do that? And so I explained to him, I'm like, I also want you to get in the space of being accepting of people not always wanting to be with you or not wanting to fuck with you. Because I'm always person for years. So it really bothered me that he called my friend a hoe, but it also bothered me that it looked like he was kind of disturbed and or in distress because my friend wasn't trying to get with him. So what? So fucking what? Bitch, it's more niggas in the sea. What you stuck on this one for? The one I told you that you was kikiing with, that y'all still talk, you ain't worried about him, but you worried about this firm right here. And you calling him a hoe on top of that? You don't even know this firm right here. Like, don't do that. Don't make my... And my thing is, we play around with that friend, like, in our small circle of friends, we always call him a thot, we call him a hoe, da-da-da. But, like, we can do that in our smaller circles, but outside of it, can't nobody else do that. And I really felt that person was disrespecting my friend, and I had to, like, yo, bitch, hold your horses. Like, you out of pocket. Try to give, oh, y'all just met him and all of this. Yeah, I know I just met him, but you're not about to call him a hoe because you're mad that your hoe-ass friends are in his face. Mind you, all hoes. Like, literally, all of them within everybody else's face. One of them I kissed. I kissed. I kissed this nigga. Oof, sorry. I had to get that out. But I kissed. But they were still in my other friend's face. So I was like, this is your best bet. If your feelings get hurt, it's your friend's fault. So how about you tell your friends to back out the nigga face that you like? But it goes back to the scenario I had this weekend. You can't get mad because you like somebody and you're not informing the person or the people that you're around that you like them. Because I'm sure if people were your true friends or really cared about you, they wouldn't want you to feel that uncomfortable or make you feel in type of way. And as sweet as you are to me and my friends on the natural, I'm sure that my friend would have been like, no, he wouldn't have. Because my friend... Because that's not my friend's place. My friend is grown. My friend is grown as fuck. It's your friend's place. Your friends need to check themselves. And I told that to him. And then one of his friends tried to, you know, get my friend's number. And I cut that whole shit down. I was like, nah, I'm going to show you what you're supposed to do. We're going home. And we left. We pumped out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was teaching the girls this trip. I'm mother. She's me. I'm her. Like, that's just it. Like, that's what it is. Like, it is what it is. So then, that long-awaited day, Tuesday came. And we had to get on the bus at 10 in the morning. And got back to New York at 2. Then we hopped on the train and parted ways. Damn. That was the end of our DC trip. It was a fun trip. I truly enjoyed myself. I would love to do DC Pride again. I wouldn't say I'll do it with everybody that was there. But I would love to experience it again. Okay. And also, sometimes drama is fun. Sometimes a little tension is cute for the trip. Enjoy yourselves. You know what I'm saying? So I had a good time. I really did. I was glad that I was able to, you know, again, open up new channels in my friendships with the friends that I went on a trip with. You know, also, and just being there and just celebrating being pride, you know, or having pride in who I am. You know, I think a lot of people don't look at it, you know, oh, you know, June is just another pride month. Let's go out and party. Yeah, we party. We have a good time. But I party with pride knowing that I'm proud that I'm able to step out and go to these places and not be ashamed of who I am. You know, we still have DL men, which I find very confusing in this day and age. Because yes, there are people that's going to ridicule us. Yes, there's people that's going to come against us. But there's no need for us to hide anymore. You know what I'm saying? We have people who are in the mainstream light that are coming out and being gay. And yes, they're being talked about. Yes, they're being shunned. But you should see who they're being shunned and yes, they're being talked about by. Those are the people that are down low. If I want to be honest, it's you closeted freaks who are afraid to be yourselves that don't want anyone else to be themselves. But that's something y'all got to break free from. So I enjoy every pride that I go to. I only been to DC's Pride, Atlanta's Pride. I would love to go to another Pride with the same group of friends that I went with this trip. But if I had to score, let me score them in the spirit of legendary. So Thursday gave me a 4. Okay? Thursday gave me a 4. Okay? Because you didn't give me nothing, I'm not giving you nothing. That's what Thursday gave me. So Friday gave me a cute 5 or 6. It gave me 6. Because that was the night didn't end right for me. Now Saturday, 10s across the motherfucking board. You hear me? Saturday's doing 10s across the motherfucking board. Okay? Sunday. Sunday was a cute 9. So it would have been a 10, but it gave me a 9. Because it didn't top Saturday. Okay? Then Monday gave you a cute 8. Monday was still a cute function. Monday gave it 8. Because I think on Monday, by Monday, all the out-of-town girls was kind of going, so it was still like, it was like the tri-state inner city girls that was there, like the native DC girls, Virginia girls, Baltimore girls. You got to see who lives out there, so that's what Monday gave. So I gave Monday 8. So overall, I would give the whole trip the trip was an 8. The trip, overall, the entire trip by itself was an 8. It was an 8. I enjoyed my pride. I had a great fucking time. Shout out to Saucy Santana. Saucy Santana. Okay? Happy Pride, everybody. Be happy. Stand in your truth. Whether you're straight, gay, bisexual, transgender, asexual, pansexual, be the best you can be, no matter what. Pride is just not for the girls. Pride is for the men, for the women, for the black, for the white. Be proud of anything and everything you do. I'm about to say be prideful. Don't be prideful now. Be proud. Don't be prideful. Because if you're prideful, I can't fuck with you. All right? Till next time, y'all. Stay safe.